Welcome to the Arty Bench podcast. I'm your host Alessi, and this podcast is brought to you by Tape Music and Film, and is about anything and everything arty. We talk about a range of arty subjects and topics, from crochet to animation to sketching, with some really creative people. For this episode, we are joined by the wonderful Sarah Jane, who has her crochet YouTube channel called Bella Coco, where she gives step-by-step tutorials on how to make anything with a ball of wool and a crochet hook. Hope you enjoy. So, hello.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
And you.
So, I'll start asking question number one, yeah?
Yeah, absolutely fine. Go ahead.
How did you start crocheting?
I started crocheting, I think it was back in 2009. I'd done a little bit of knitting when I was really young. My mum and my grandma taught me how to do a bit of knitting. And then I started seeing some people doing crochet on Instagram. So I thought I'd give it a go. And I haven't stopped since, basically.
Yeah. I remember one of the first tutorials I watched was actually your granny square one. And since then, I haven't stopped making granny squares.
Oh, amazing. And I think probably maybe the first one that you watched was my first ever video tutorial. So that's pretty cool.
It was very nice.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah. What is your favourite thing that you have made?
Oh, that's a tough question. I would probably have to say both of the blankets that I've made for my little girls. So my five-year-old daughter, Ella, she's got the bobble stripe blanket. I made that, or started making that, when I was pregnant with her. And then more recently, my two-year-old, I created the Everly blanket named after her. So I really love that one too. So I think I've got to choose those because they're probably the most sentimental to me.
Yeah, I imagine they're quite special and close to heart as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I do, I feel a little bit bad because I named the Everly blanket after my second daughter. And I do feel like maybe I should rename the bobble stripe blanket to the Ella blanket. Because I do feel a bit bad that it's not named after her.
Oh, well, I'm sure she'll like it either way.
Yes, she loves it. She does.
That's good. How do you find time to crochet?
So, actually, today I did a bit of crochet in the car.
Ooh.
Because I'm working on a project at the moment that needs to be done pretty soon. So I was waiting for my daughter to finish drama club and I thought I'm going to take some crochet with me and just have 10 minutes in the car. So I try and squeeze it in wherever I can. But the majority of the time it's in the evening after we've had some dinner, just sit down on the sofa and do some crochet that way. But of course, I'm crocheting quite a lot when I'm at the studios during the week because I'm filming video tutorials.
Yeah, that's really cool. It's the same for me, really, because I tend to crochet a lot in my bedroom.
Yes.
But the occasional time I'll come downstairs and my parents will be like, oh, you do exist, you are here.
Yeah, but at least you're doing something really creative and
yeah,
something that's, you know, you're producing something from it. So I think that's fine. Are you the only one in your family that crochets?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're the only one who understands then, aren't you?
Yeah, my nana tried to teach me how to knit, but that didn't go very well because especially as I picked up crochet, my knitting went really tight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think most people are either one or the other. I know, obviously, there are people that do both. But
yeah,
I think you're either good at one or the other. And crochet is definitely, I'm better at that one than knitting.
Yeah, I agree. I'm probably the same as well.
Although I do love, I have just recently seen a lot of knitting projects, which I think, oh, I would absolutely love to give that a go. So maybe I might pick up some knitting needles at some point, but I'm not going to expect that I'm going to be good at it.
Maybe somewhere down the line.
Yes, absolutely.
I actually have a knitting machine. That's it. I remember now. I have a knitting machine, a Centro one. I've got the 48 pin and the 22 pin. And I recently made like this really giant slough.
Oh, wow. That's impressive.
Thank you. I've got it with me.
What? You've got the slough with you?
Yeah, I can show you.
Can I see?
Yeah, sure. It's wearing like a cardigan that I crocheted, but here it is.
Oh, I love that. Hello.
Thank you.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow, well done.
Thank you.
Do you want me to give it a close-up to the camera?
Yeah, sure.
I actually had no idea that you could make stuff like that with the Centro knitting machine. Oh, look. Well, that's brilliant.
Thank you.
That is absolutely brilliant. And that crochet cardigan too.
Yeah, it's called Sydney, but the thing is, my brother likes it so much that I'm going to have to make him one as well.
Yeah. Well, I bought a Centro machine, I want to say maybe 18 months to 2 years ago, and it's actually still down in the corner of this office because we've been doing house renovations, so I've not been able to get in this room for months. But I thought, because my daughter keeps paying an interest in learning how to crochet, I might start with the knitting machine first, just to kind of get her used to it. So I'm looking forward to having a play around with that. But now all I want to do is make a slough.
Yeah, I think the tutorial was by someone called Koala Knits and Knacks, but I did the head and the arms and legs differently.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'll look out for that. Thank you.
You're welcome. What made you want to start a crochet YouTube channel?
I don't know if I particularly set out to actually start a YouTube channel for crochet. My first video was 10 things about me. Mm-hmm. And then the next one was what's in my bag. I also did what's in my Filofax. But around this same time, I was also learning how to crochet or particularly sharing it on Instagram. And somebody said to me, you should do a YouTube video of how to crochet. And I thought, no, nobody would watch that, surely. But I was up for the challenge. I really like learning how to do things. So obviously I set up my camera. I started this, did this crochet video. It actually took 3 attempts to upload it to YouTube. It took a very long time. It took about 8 hours in total because it kept failing.
Oh, no.
And I thought, is this a sign? But no, we'll keep going. And once it had uploaded after these 8 hours, I played the video. And instead of saying granny, how to crochet a granny square, it came up title. So somehow the editor took it back, taking it back to just say title instead of granny square. And I think that video has now had around 10 million views. So obviously it's not affected it much. But essentially, I put it out there and then it just, I saw the views growing and I just carried on from there.
And it all kick-started from there.
It did, absolutely. It's amazing how one action can completely change, you know, the way that your life goes. Because I was teaching beauty therapy at the time. I was teaching at college. Mm-hmm. So it's completely different and it's taken me down a rather amazing path, which is so creative and I really love it.
Are you glad you've found the crochet path?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, I couldn't have imagined ever having a job like I have now. In fact, I don't feel like it is a job. It's just something that I love and I share. And, you know, it's only when I speak to people that I realise the impact that my channel has had on other people. And that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it feels good to actually help people.
It does. It really does.
Kind of similar to what you were saying as well, Lassie. Do you find it kind of inspired you as you went along as well as inspiring other people? Are you finding inspiration in yourself?
Yeah, definitely. I think because it kind of, you know, as I don't really have a plan of where I'm moving into as such. I very much work from inspiration and, you know, I get a lot of energy from like my followers and people who send me messages and people who I talk to. So it's inspiring for me also. Yeah.
Super cool.
Yeah. What future plans do you have for your crochet channel?
So I have more recently, probably this year, started publishing a few more videos because last year I was super busy with other projects. Also, you know, my youngest was quite young at the time, so my time was limited and I didn't produce as many videos as I wanted. So my key goal for this year is just to produce more videos, put more content out there that's really going to help people. And then also off the back of that, I am or have already created, it's what I call in beta phase at the moment, a membership where people can come to my membership. It's called the Crochet Community, and they can get help, support. They have access to all of my patterns, all of my stitch library and PDFs. I did a live last night with the members, which was really nice. So yeah, I want to produce regular content on my YouTube, but then there's also like another thing that's growing behind the YouTube as well. So I really like that.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Like when you said about the members and they had like a live stream, that sounded really interesting.
Yeah, it's really fun actually. So I'll do a live every month, and then they also have a virtual crochet club twice a month, so they can all get together and just chat about crochet, share what they're making at the moment, share hints and tips. So it's really fun. I think, like you, you're the only crocheter in your family.
Yeah,
like I don't know that many crocheters in my personal space. So to connect with people who really get it is really, really nice.
Yeah, it's kind of like you're building your own little positive community.
Exactly. What would you like to see on my channel?
I tend to do a lot of blankets, so probably blanket-related content. And maybe like a show and tell, kind of like, so you go over some stuff that you've made.
Yes.
So like people can get inspiration.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
No, notes taken.
Thank you. What are you currently working on?
So I probably should have brought them with me so I could show you. I have just finished making a poncho, which is a pattern that's going to be released later on in the year. Ooh. And it's really cute because I've made an adult size one and then a miniature one as well. I just love that.
Yeah.
I've been working on a shawl pattern, which is a pattern going in Crochet Now magazine in a couple of issues time. And I have just also created a bucket hat, which is going to go into my membership first and then be released. I'll probably put it on YouTube, actually, the bucket hat, because they're really popular, aren't they?
Yeah, especially in the summer, they tend to really stand out.
Yeah. And it's a really nice make as well. They're quite quick, well, relatively quick in comparison to a blanket, obviously. But it's a really satisfying make. And very practical too.
Yeah, I find I need to be practical with projects as well.
Yeah.
Who inspired you to start crochet?
So I don't know if it was one particular person. You know, I think it was more a collection of people on Instagram. Just seeing different projects and all these beautiful granny square blankets. And yeah, that's really where I got my inspiration. And then I kind of fell in love with the whole process of choosing the yarns and selecting the colours and then putting it all together. It was just an evolution, really. You know, it definitely started a flair or something that I wanted to continue.
I would say that granny squares are a big kind of thing for me as well, because I remember when I watched your video on how to make a granny square, I was really interested in it.
Yeah.
And
it's something about a granny square, isn't
there? Yeah, because it's quite simple, but it's really detailed as well, and it just looks really nice, and you can do lots of different versions.
Yes, you can. And just even changing the colours just gives a completely different feel to them. Yeah. What did you do? Did you do like a granny square, like lots of granny squares, or did you do a continuous granny square? What was your first project?
I think I made a bunch of different granny squares.
Yeah.
I don't have any, well, I have one with me that me and my friend from college are working on together.
Yeah.
Which I can show you if you want.
Oh, yes, please. Oh, beautiful. Look at those colours.
Thank you.
Yes, I love that.
Go for the close-up again.
You're the close-up guy.
Oh, yes, that is so beautiful.
Thank you.
Is that a chunky yarn or is it...
I think the one in the middle is a chunky yarn because I found it in college because my college class have a wool, like, cupboard.
Yeah.
And not many people tend to use it, so I decided I'll break the chain and decide to use it.
Good thinking.
Yeah. It's really nice, like, because you're actually doing something and using up materials.
Yeah, absolutely. I think granny squares are good for all that scrap yarn, aren't they?
Yeah.
And creating something really unique as well.
Yeah, I remember I made like a giant scrap granny square afghan for my dad's sister, so my auntie.
Yeah.
And she really liked it, so I was quite impressed.
Yeah, and they're so lovely to keep, aren't they, as well?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can pass them down through the family and it's so lovely.
Yeah, it's nice how you can, like, remember a person, like, who's made it. Like, if they're not with you anymore, then you still remember them because it's, like, their creation, their special gift.
Yeah, absolutely. So special.
Yeah. Okay, last question. Do you have any advice for beginners who are trying to learn how to crochet?
Yeah, I think one of the biggest questions that I get, or most asked questions, is this suitable for a beginner?
Yeah.
And I always say, just give it a go. You know,
experiment.
Yeah, exactly. At the end of the day, it's yarn and you can undo it. And, you know, you learn from mistakes. So, you know, that's probably one of my main things, is just go for it. Don't be scared to go wrong. If you go wrong, that's absolutely fine. You'll learn from it. The other thing is just being mindful of your tension, because a lot of beginners have really tight tension because they're really focusing and, you know, really looking at what they're doing. If you just try and relax a little bit, you will get there. I think the hardest thing when people are learning to crochet is the chain, like just doing that very first chain and then working those stitches into that foundation chain. That's the hardest thing. Once you get that, you know, you're well away. And I have a book called You Can Crochet with Bella Coco. I don't know if you've seen it. It's this one here. But with this I actually suggest that you go through and do swatches of all the different crochet stitches, you know, the basics. So your double crochet, your half treble, your treble, double treble, and just do swatches of those and just practice, practice, practice. And then once you've got those fundamentals, just experiment, try things, get out your comfort zone. You know, it's fun. It's part of the fun. I think you can't get too stressed or worked up about it. It's supposed to be a relaxing hobby.
Yeah. I think I remember when I first started to learn to crochet, I actually thought I was doing it wrong. Like, I made the magic circle or the magic ring.
Yeah.
And then I chained, and then I thought that I did the magic circle wrong, and it took me ages to learn that I was actually doing it right.
Yeah. The magic ring or the magic circle is one of those things that people tend to be terrified of.
Yeah.
But it's just practice and trusting your ability that you can do it, and just getting comfortable with going wrong and then trying again.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for letting me interview you.
Well, thank you very much for asking me. I'm very honoured.
Yeah, you're quite high up in the crochet community, so it's an honour, really.
Oh, thank you very much. Yeah, the crochet community is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Alessia, do you want to explain a bit about what your podcast is?
Yeah. So My podcast is called The Arty Bench, and it's basically, to sum it up, it's going to be about like different types of art and how people make art, and just taking them through their creative process, asking them questions, finding like tips for beginners who are interested in that kind of stuff.
Well, that sounds fabulous.
Thank you.
That's definitely one I'll be tuning into.
Thanks.
I think it's absolutely wonderful that you have this love of crafts and crochet. I love that so much. I think, you know, it's a skill that if we can all learn that or all have these things from early on in life,
it
can teach us so much. And it's just a really lovely thing to do in the evenings or in your spare time. So I love that you're taking time to chat to different people and finding out about their crafts. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, it's really an honour because I get to meet so many new people and so many well-known people. And even if they're not well-known, it's still really nice to meet them.
Yeah, everybody has a story to share, don't they? And everybody has advice and tips, and there's always so much to learn from other people.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you ever so much, Sherry Jane.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
All the best. Take care.
Take care. Bye.
I hope you have enjoyed listening to this podcast. Massive thanks to Sarah Jane for talking with us. Please visit her website and social media channels, which are in the show notes. Also, a huge thanks to Niall Jones for co-hosting. The podcast was edited by Craig Dallas and produced by Tape Community Music and Film.